What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I hope you guys are pumped today. Today, I'm going to talk to you guys about some crazy stuff I'm doing right now. And I want you to understand the secret behind what I think is probably one of the most important skill sets you can possibly learn during this life. And that is how to be coachable.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right. So I am, it's late night. I'm actually driving to go get my son from one of his friend's houses, and I got probably a 10 minute drive. So I thought I would jump out and hang out with you guys while we're going. And, I am at the end of day number one of a water fast. Yes, a water fast. I'm literally gonna drink nothing but water for the next 5 days. I think some of you guys are rolling your eyes. Some of you guys think I'm insane. I know this because I posted on Instagram today and I got thousands of messages coming back to me from everybody telling me why I'm dumb, why I'm smart, and about a million things in between. So, but that doesn't matter to me because I'm doing it for a purpose and a reason, and I'll explain why here in a second. But before I do, I want to talk about what I think is one of the most, probably the most important skill set you can learn in this life. And I don't know how I was blessed with it, and I didn't even know I had it until I remember it was after my sophomore year in high school. And I joined this freestyle wrestling team, and the team was called the Elite. And I was probably the worst kid to join Elite. Somehow my dad got me in, and it was all these guys who were amazing at wrestling. It was a private club for these guys, and they all, helped each other get better. And I was in this group, and I was like having so much fun, like being around these guys that, who were amazing. I've seen them on, winning all these big tournaments and everything. And so, I remember going to one of our tournaments, and I wrestled this tournament, and I don't remember exactly what happened. I just remember I wrestled this match and I lost. And the coach pulled me off the side. His name is Greg Williams. He's now actually the head wrestling coach at UVU. But he was my freestyle Greco coach of this little club we were in. And I remember he pulled me off the side. He said, "Hey, Russell, this is what you're doing wrong." And just like a normal coach does, and walks you through three or four things. I was like, okay. And so I paid attention. I listened. And then the next match went out there, I wrestled. And I did the things that he told me to do. Surprise, surprise, right? So I did the things. Like I literally just, he told me to do something, so I did it. And I remember the next match I won, I came off the mat, and he looked at me kind of strange. I said, "What?" And he said, "You are one of the most coachable athletes I've ever met." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Most kids I'd tell them what to do over and over and over and over and over again before it ever sticks." He's like, "I told you what to do, and you went the next match, and then you just did it." And he said, "You're one of the most coachable athletes I've ever met." And I remember hearing him say that. I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's so cool." And so then it became like part of my identity. Like I'm coachable. Like my coach tells me something, I'm not gonna be skeptical. I'm not gonna talk back. I'm gonna shut my mouth. I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna just do what he says. Like he's my coach. Like he knows more than I do, right? So I'm gonna become as coachable as humanly possible. And over the next 8 years of my wrestling career, I think that's why I succeeded at high levels, because I was so coachable. Same thing is true for me when I started a business. I would come in and I would hire a coach, or I would read a book, and whatever the book said, I would just follow it. I just did the thing, and lo and behold, I became successful because of it. And it's been interesting as I've been on the other side of this now, and I've had a chance to coach tons of people and help people. It's interesting how few or how uncoachable most people are. They want to come back and tell you their opinion and why they think they're right and why this and why that. And it's just like, why would you do that? Like, you hired me to be your coach. Like, you literally paid me to teach you this thing, and now you're fighting me. Like it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, if I have someone who's a coach or someone I paid, like, I do what they say. I remember, I'm in the middle of my fourth book right now, which has been a fun project to start on. I'm not telling too many details about it yet, but there's this one quote in there, and it was actually from my friend, and he wrote this article about his morning routine, and it was so funny, and he's just like talking about all the things he does and how crazy they are, and one of the things he mentioned, I can't remember what it was something weird, and he's like, "You wonder why I do that?" He's like, "Because Tony Robbins told me so." He said, "I obey all giants with helicopters and stage presence." I thought it was so funny. I was like, "Yes, that's how I am. I obey all all giants with helicopters and stage presence. I obey all people who I hire, all coaches, all people who I want to learn from. I obey them. I listen to them. Like, I ask them their advice, and then I just do the thing they said. It's the weirdest thing in the world. We recently, here at ClickFunnels, had a chance to meet with this dude who's literally, like, one of the smartest dudes I've ever met. We were lucky enough, he sat down for like 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours with us and walked us through, you know, looking at our business, like, hey, I would do this, I would do this, I would do this, and that gives us all these things to do. And so me and Dave Woodward are sitting there taking notes as fast as we can and all the things, and just like, oh my gosh, this guy's amazing. And I remember we got done with the day and it ended, and he messaged us like a couple weeks later, 2 or 3 weeks later, and he's like, hey, you want to jump on a call and go over this stuff again? We're like, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, do you want to like go over the stuff we talked about and figure out ways to start implementing? We're like, No, you don't understand. You don't know how we work. Like, we're implementing everything you said. Like, we literally, and we started going through the list. We did this, and like all stuff. And the guy was like, oh my gosh. He's like, I've never had somebody who just did what I told him to do like that before. So yeah, like, we're very, very coachable. Like, we listen and then we do what you say. And so that's kind of the key. So I want to share it with you because that ties back to my water fast that I'm dealing with right now. So day number one's almost done. And the reason why I'm doing the water fast, actually, there's two things. My dad was an insurance agent for State Farm Insurance, and I remember that he would obviously sell like auto insurance and health insurance and all the different, you know, house insurance and things like that. But the one that was the hardest to sell was life insurance. And I remember asking him, like, why is it so hard to sell life insurance? And he said, because it's a preventative, not a cure, right? Like, after you get sick, you want life insurance, right? After you get sick. But it's hard ahead of time, like, oh, I'm never going to be sick. I'm going to be fine. It's just like aspirin. Like, no one wants to pre-buy aspirin. But if you had a headache, like, you will give your right arm for some aspirin, right? It's the prevention versus a cure. Like, people don't want to do the prevention. And you see it right now. Like, it's insane in our society, right? Like, people are getting sick and all the problems, and everyone will go and they want, you know, a magic cure for this thing. But nobody will go back to the root cause and like, hey, like, we're actually super unhealthy. We should change our diet and our exercise. Like, the fact that nobody on the news or on TV has mentioned that over the last 12 months is insane. Like, anyway, I'll get off that soapbox for a minute. But most people will not go for preventative, you know what I'm saying? They'll wait for a cure, though. And I'm not that way. Like, I want to, like, what's the preventative ahead of time? And so one of my friends, he joined my inner circle a few years ago. His name's Chris Wark. And if you've heard of Chris before, he's chrisbeatscancer.com or chrisbeatcancer.com. And he is someone who came down. He had, I think, stage 3 cancer, and he ended up curing himself from it naturally without doing chemotherapy and all these other things. And then he's gone on and helped, you know, hundreds of other people on this journey as well. And he's just an amazing person. He spoke at Funnel Hacking Live 1 or 2 years ago, and just have so much respect for him. But he came out with a book, and so I don't have cancer, but I was like, the book came out, I was like, I'm gonna read this book. And so I bought the book and I listened to it, right? And then he had a course. I bought the course. I went through the course, and like, I'm going through all this stuff because I'm like, man, I don't want cancer. Like, I could go wait until I got cancer and be like, oh, I gotta figure this stuff out. Oh, I like freak out. Or I could be like, hey, I don't want cancer. Let me preventatively figure out who's the dude or the lady who's already solved this problem. Who's got the framework that fixes this problem? And let me figure it out. And what's crazy, like, and again, I'm not an expert on this at all. So don't take my opinion, but you should, if you love someone who has cancer, you should go to crispycancer.com. If you have cancer, you should. If you don't want to have cancer, once again, you should still go there. Like, that's, you'd be insane not to. So, I'm trying to think where I left off. So anyway, that's kind of, so I was like, I don't want to have cancer. So I started going through all this stuff and started listening to it and learning from it. And it's like, this is amazing. Oh yeah, I was going to tell you, like, what he said is that only 5% of cancers are hereditary. 95% are based on things like your environment, your diet, like your stress levels, like things that, it's crazy. So it's like, if we know these things, why aren't we talking about these things? Like, why isn't it on TV every single day? Why is this not, you know, but it's not like, he talked about the first time he went in for, I think it was him or maybe someone else, the first time he went in for a cancer thing, you know, the doctor like looked at everything, and then, you know, after they got out of the thing, like gave them hospital food, and it was just like junk food, like garbage food. And it's like we know what causes these things. Like, why don't we focus on that? But that stuff's not sexy. There's no money in that, right? There's no money in, like, hey, you should eat healthier, you should exercise, you should change your diet, you should change your environment, right? And so it doesn't get the attention it needs. But anyway, so for me, I'm someone who wants to look for a preventative. It's rare. Like, I'd say 0.01% of people in the world search for preventatives. They're always just looking for cures, right? They wait until something bad happens, they look for a cure. Where I'm trying to like figure out like, how do I protect myself today so that I don't have to worry about that? And maybe I will still have to, who knows? But if I can protect myself, if I can fortify myself against that problem, like I'm going to do it. So Chris became my coach. I'm like, he's the dude. I'm going to go through it. And, you know, I obey all giants with helicopters and stage presence. So for in this situation, I obey Chris Ward because he's cured himself of cancer. He's cured hundreds of other people. Like, okay, I obey all dudes who have cured themselves of cancer when they tell me how to like prevent myself from having cancer. So I just listened to what he said, did it. And I'm going through it. So part of it was this 5-day water fast. And it's interesting. He talked about how your cells in your body, how, you know, there's cells that are weak, there's cells that are dead, there's cells that are cancerous, like all these sorts of stuff like that. And he said, if you, you know, in your immune system, the same way, there's like these weaker cells. I'm probably messing up. Chris is listening to this. He's probably rolling his eyes, but, you should go buy all his stuff because he'll explain it way better than me. But basically what happens is, when you do a water fast, it's, your body literally starts eating itself. Cause it's like, I need food, I need things. And so it starts eating your cells, right? We know that, like, that's how you lose weight, right? Your body starts eating the fat cells or whatever. But in this case, what the cells that die, that go the first are the weakest ones, right? I think one of the analogies someone shared with me, might've been him, was like, if you're out in a forest, you know, and there's all these pine needles and pine cones, all this stuff, they do controlled burns. Like they'll light those things on fire. So it burns all that stuff. It doesn't catch the trees on fire, but kills all the dead stuff underneath. And that way you don't have problems in the future. It's the same thing here where you do these water fasts and your body literally will eat all of these cancerous cells and disease and all sorts of stuff. And so I started learning about that. I got excited. JLD, if you guys know John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire, he told me about another book that I read about water fasting and stuff like that. And so I'm like, I'm all in. Let's do this thing. And so I started day number 1 of water fasting because I want to kill off these dead cells. I want to protect myself. I want to heal. I want to make myself strong. I want to heal myself. And so I'm excited. And I'm someone who's like insanely healthy and in great shape and not having any issues. But man, I don't want to have issues. And so that's why I'm doing these things now. I think Chris said that he does his water fast like once a quarter. So I'm probably going to try to figure out some way to incorporate that more often on top of a lot of the shifts in my diet that I've made because of listening to Chris and other geniuses. So anyway, I'm telling you this because number one, I want to tell you that I practice what I preach. I am as coachable as they come. I try my best. I try to listen to what they say, my coaches say, even if I don't have the problem, if I want to protect myself from the future problem, I listen. And so for you, in all aspects of your life, like be coachable in business, be coachable in sports, be coachable in health, like find coaches, ask, you know, hire them, pay them. Like find someone who has already accomplished the thing that you want, right? And then pay them, ask them for advice, get their framework, and then go and just do it. And don't question it. Don't try to be smarter. Just be like, all right, I may have heard this in the past, this in the past. I don't care. But at this point in time, I'm giving you my money. Therefore, I will do anything you say. And I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to talk you back. I'm just going to do the thing you say. And then don't do what most people do. And like, okay, cool. And listen and not do anything. Like, just do it. Like, just, what do I say? Instantly execute on it. Don't wait a day, a week, a month, or a year. Like, now is the time. You gave them the money. Now it's time to make the changes. So hope that helps you guys. It is literally like the most important skill set you can learn is being coachable. And it's not hard. You just have to do what the person says that you're going to do, right? It's keeping commitments. It's making keeping commitments. And I think that as a society, we have problems with that. We can't, you know, people will make commitments, but they don't keep commitments. And like, if you want to be successful in life, you got to make commitments and you got to keep them. And the same thing is you got to go out there and find the people that have what you want, right? Give them money. That's a commitment you're making to them, and then follow the process to a T. So hope it helps. I'm at my son's friend's house. I'm going to pick him up right now. And I hope you guys have a great night. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, any episode, please take a screenshot on your phone and tag me and post it on social and tag me. And then if you love your life and you want to extend your life, I would highly recommend going to Amazon. Worst case scenario, buy Chris Work's books on cancer. Like, they are amazing. And best case, go buy his courses. Like dive in because he's an amazing person who's figured it out. And man, if there's only 5% of cancers are hereditary, 95% we can be protected from by just shifting some basic things. And it's not like, and water fast is one of like a million things. He's got a ton of things that, and they're not hard. They're pretty cool and they're awesome. And anyway, it's worth it to you, to your family, the ones you love. So check out Chris Work as well. And with that said, I appreciate you all, and I will talk to you guys all again soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.